turundusuudised .
Today's news come from Mintel and Mintel tells us about a company called Canadian Tire that is an automotive parts and accessories stores company. That the company announced the launch of M-Play and Play its new mobile app. And the app is the first to combine the benefits of secure mobile payments with special offers and rewards and a unique interactive gaming experience. And Mintel also tells that the interactive gamification experience comes through the collecting of badges, which are awarded for certain activities, such as making an online purchase. Once customer collects 10 patches, they can earn 10 times the amount of Canadian Tire money when they make the next purchase at Canadian Tire. And the app also includes a hockey game, which is currently just for fun. But there are more sports games in the works, and in the future they could incorporate the badging experience that is currently built into their loyalty program. Card marketeers in the US and Canada have entered a new area as the battle to be the default card in the digital wallet intensifies. In Canada, the two most important considerations to have a credit card is not having an annual fee, and the other one is the ease of earning and redeeming rewards, according to Mintel's Credit Cards Canada 2015 report. So this was the news. Daiga, how would you comment this news from gamification point of view? How far they have reached compared to what you know based on your doctoral studies?
Well, I think that it is undeniable truth that that our societies have achieved quite a well-being state, and we really do not struggle anymore for survival and then pure functionality of things or products and services. Or it's not any more satisfying for people. So people want to have engaging emotional experiences whenever they choose certain products or services, and they want to be rewarded for whatever they do. That's kind of already within the basics of our society. And at the same time, markets are so crowded by different loyalty solutions, and they are so fragmented, and we are, I think, still many people are working with the wallets full of different loyalty cards, and you barely use all of them. And I think if the companies are managing to tap into that area by a certain digital solutions, and we're indeed the key things are here: how easy it is to earn certain rewards, and then how to spend your points which you have collected, or any other like currency that you have collected. So this is very crucial, and I think our PIMS program and PIMS card is also has also understood very well that that game, and they are very well responding to these needs. And being digital plays a huge role here, and it's like a future taking place already today, I would say. And I also keep just 3 to 5 those loyalty cards into my wallet, let's say, and PIMS card is one of those. And I usually suggest whenever somebody asks me in a shop or in a marketplace whether I have this or that loyalty card, I tell them, no, you should join PIMS. Yeah, then I will use your loyalty service. But I dream about the day when also there will be no cards in my wallet, that I can just via my mobile app collect any loyalty points or rewards and redeem them and play like that. Because I think that day is really not far away. And then all the companies which are into this loyalty business, and they should think about how to move away from plastics into the digital. And the more you offer those engaging moments, those playful moments, those emotional moments, positively emotional moments to your customers, the closer to the winning you are, or otherwise you will be out of the market soon.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it seems also that the interesting part here is, of course, the gamification part, but also that that there is the battle to be the default card for the digital wallet. And I think that most of them, not most, but all of the credit card companies should try to understand that how to position themselves towards the area where the only wallet is the digital one, not there with the cash or whatever things we have in our wallets now, so that I think that they should look the world with different eyes. And it recalls me that in some of the earlier researches, now I don't even know, was it from Mintel or Euromonitor, we also cite sometimes, it was told that the millennial generations, those who are today between, I think, 18 and 33, they are more and more willing to pay only with a mobile, not even using different different cards or channels. So I think that the older they grow, the more the battle will intensify, and the winners are the ones who are there at the beginning, because with the next ones, when your mobile is, let's say, occupied already by an app who does everything and has also some gamification benefits, then it's very difficult to force or to make the customers change. It seems as difficult as with a bank, you know, that when you once have chosen and you already have learned how to do all the internet banking operations, then you don't want to change it. So now the question is that what is going to be my mobile bank?
Absolutely. And let's not forget that Generation Z is also already stepping into the workplaces with their first internship jobs, and very soon we will not, you know, manage to look around, that they will be all around us, and then they want to be even more mobile. They want all their life on their mobiles.
Yeah, and this is the generation who has really grown up with a mobile and gamification, so
exactly.
So they cannot imagine themselves without it. So the older generations, as the boomers and Generation X, have to probably relearn how to use the mobiles in the different ways.
Yeah, we have to. There is no other way.
Yeah, absolutely.